What do we do when you reach dead end? Dead end. Well, what's dead end? Dead end happens to be when you as a human being have ran into that wall or dug so far down in the ditch of life, you see no hope. But I got news for you. Christian, you can never reach dead end. Because death has no authority over the Christian. Death cannot reign in the life of a Christian. For we are eternal beings. But when we hit that rock bottom, how many times do you think, I just came to the dead end of life. I'm giving up on life. I'm giving up on my children. They haven't listened to a word that I've taught them. They never listen. They never think. And then you think back, you know, I was a kid once. I was just like that. I had more cases of the stupids than you can ever imagine. That's called life. Let me tell you a story of life. The father of many nations. The father and the founder of the Jewish nation, Abram, known to us as Abraham. Abraham grew up in his younger years in an idolatrous society. He himself was an idolater. Actually, he and his family worshiped the moon goddess. They worshiped the celestial the beings of creation. That was their worship. That was their gods. But something happened. The same thing that happens to you and to me when Christ touched our life and introduced himself to us. And he said, won't you come? Won't you be mine? You want to be a part of the army? Be a part of mine. I will give you direction. Abraham wondered as he looked into the stars, into those celestial bodies, and in so doing, something happened with Abraham at about the age of 40. That's a good age to try to get some sense into you. Right at the age of 40. And he had determined, wait a minute, what makes this circle I'm living on spin? What makes all those bodies up there in the air stay up there? There's got to be something else than what I was taught. And Abraham declared with his own mouth around his own people, that means there can only be one God. One God. Abraham, you've lost it. One God? Yes. One God who created everything. And God touched his heart. And Abraham believed God. But there was a problem. Abraham, as a human being, just like you and me, he dealt with the human concerns of life. He had a family. He had friends. They were now all idolaters, and here he's standing out telling them, no, you need to worship the one that created the moon, not the moon. And God comes to Abraham and says, Abram, I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your family. I want you to pack up, and I want you to go. Where am I going, Lord? Abraham, I want you to go, and I will show you. Do you realize what will go through your mind when you have that voice in your head? Just pick up, we're moving. Try to explain that to your family. Where are we going? over yonder, out in that direction. That's where we're going. And then finally, Abraham, where are we going? I don't know, but I do know this. The God of all creation has told me to pick up and go. And I'm picking up and we're going. And you're going with me. Even took his nephew Lot and they leave. Oh, it's a hard life. Nothing easy about leaving kinfolk, leaving family, leaving all the land that you knew about to go to a land you know nothing of. You don't even know whether it's there or not. Do you realize that you and I have been given the same call? You go. You do this in life. Lord, nobody in my family has ever done that before. I didn't call anybody else in your family to do it. You go and you do. That's not easy. It's not easy. You know, family living isn't easy. Have you all noticed that? Putting up with each other is not easy. God never said it was going to be easy. He never said life was going to be easy. But he did say this, you go, I'm always with you, I'll never leave you, I'll show you what you need to do, and anybody mess with you, message with me. Now that's power. And the scripture says, and God accounted it as righteousness. Abraham's faith. He had faith that God would direct, and God says, that makes you righteous. And God sends him. As God touches your life and touches my life, I want you to remember what God can do in your life. He can do anything, but he will do what's best for you. He will give you direction. If it is dark out there, he'll shine a light. If there's no light to be shined, he'll lead you through the darkness. But he'll never leave you alone. God said, I want you to go and I want you to become the person I called you to be. Not the person you want to be necessarily, or think your family will be proud of you being. You be what I've called you to be. Follow me. And Abraham did. And God said, Abraham, because of your faith, because you just took out and you started walking when I told you to, I will make you the father of many nations. That's when he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. There will be so many of your descendants, they'll be like the sand on the sea. How'd you like to feed that family? And it'll be because of what? His faith. He believed God. He believed God. God said, he believed me. All he had been hearing about his whole life was nothing but idols. And the one man that looks up and says, there's got to be only one God, and I believe him, though I've never seen him. God said, that's my man. He doesn't understand where he was going, but he did understand, go. Sometimes we don't understand that word, go. Sometimes we don't want to understand that word. Sometimes we want to go, but we want to do it our way. Oh, Abraham, don't take anything with you. Leave it. Ah, really, Lord? Do you know until you're ready and willing to give up all you have, you'll never have what God wants you to have? Do you know that you are wealthy because of your relationship with Christ? All the monetary value of anything you own means nothing. For one day, because you are an eternal being, you will step out of this body And the only thing that's going to matter is your relationship with Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing that you have is going with you. Well, they won't even bury it with you now. Afraid of grave robbers. They won't even do any of that. You're going to leave it. Kids fight over it. The government gets their part. But you know what? Abraham walked away from all of it because he believed God. Romans 4:17. Listen to what Paul says. Abraham believed in God who gives life to the dead and who creates something out of nothing. Trust what God can do. The God who can create something out of nothing can certainly take care of you. The God that looks to life and knows you before time began is the God we serve. And we have been invited to be a part of His kingdom by His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the journey begins. It's a frightening journey. You think it's frightful for you, young folks? I got news for you. Your parents are terrified. They've lived in this world. They know what the world holds. And it holds nothing for you. Only through Christ is their hope. And they're terrified that you're leaving. You know, we sort of like keeping you under our wing. You know what that's like? Yes. When I got you under my wing, son, there's nothing going to touch you. Because you're under my wing. But God says, trust me, Larry. My wing's bigger than your wing. My love's greater than your love. My protection supersedes all power and authority that even exists. I got them. Trust them to me. And we do. As Abraham trusted his whole family to God. And he took out, not knowing where he was going. Not knowing what was going to happen. But it was called life. And he gets out into the real world. And time after time he hit dead end. Time after time he was told, you can't go any further. But he did. Time after time, enemy after enemy would come. But Abraham knew something the enemy did not know. God told me to go. I believe there is one God. Remember, he's in the period of idolaters. There is one God. And they said, he's crazy. But this man by the name of Abraham, who became the father of many nations, the Jewish people, this man stood strong in his faith and trust in God. Maybe I will die and lead my whole family into this mess. But I believe God, and I will stand and follow him. And he did. And God blessed his life. When you're going out into the world like that, rely on what God said. In the whole ministry, I've always had people that would go against it. Whatever it may be, in whatever area of ministry God had called me, there were always groups who would try to throw stumbling blocks. And one thing I've always said, if you can put me out of the ministry, that just proves to me God didn't call me in it. But now if God's called me in it, I suggest you leave me alone. You see, Abraham was called by God to go. The land I'll show you. You know, I've never seen heaven. I'm going there. Did you know I've never looked upon the face of Jesus or God? But I will. Do you know? I cannot imagine how great it's going to be. But God promised I could come and he'll show me himself. I'm on my way. Sooner than later, I'm on my way. And I'm excited about it, but I've never seen the land. Do I believe heaven exists? Yes, because God says it exists. And I believe in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He says, rely on what I said to you. You read Scripture and the Scripture says this, the world says the opposite. Rely on what God says. Don't trust the world, Romans 4:18. When hope was dead, that's the dead end. When hope was dead within him, Abraham went on hoping in faith. He relied on the word of God. Abraham, there's no more hope. I'm hoping anyway. Because when your hope runs out, I want you to know that God's got more hope right there. You will never be without hope when you're following God's word, God's direction for your life. Never. No such thing as dead end for me. I'm a Christian. That just simply means when this body quits, I keep going. I keep going. I'm zooming right out of this sucker. It's broken anyway. God's going to give me a brand new one. But He will give me that spiritual body. And do you know, out of the three bodies I get this human physical one. It's just for living here on planet Earth. Don't need it when I'm ready to leave. I have a spiritual body, which obviously, according to Scripture, we recognize each other as evidently looking like we look, only glowing a little better. We don't even have to put makeup or anything on. We're looking good. That spiritual body. But then He said, I'm coming back. Because you see, God doesn't do anything for naught. When God created us, Adam and all, straight from the dust of the earth, do you think God's going to let it stay that way? No! This body God created in His image. And He said, I'm coming back and claim it, Larry. And I will have the graves open and those bodies will rise and they will be changed and glorified. You're looking like Jesus now. He said, that's the way it is. Trust me. Because the promised land is awaiting for you. The promised land. How many of your loved ones have you pointed the way to the promised land? It's through Jesus. See, I don't know which direction to go. I get turned around. I did that in map training. I got turned around. You know what it took? Yep. A fellow Marine to say, you're going the wrong way, stupid. You're going the wrong way. And you turn around. And the Holy Spirit indwells us. And the Holy Spirit touches our life. And the Holy Spirit lets us know. No, it's always through trust in Jesus. Trusting Him for that direction. Because you've just hit life. Abraham did. And the facts of life are horrible. The world is ugly. People are mean. Welcome to the real world. Not everybody out there loves Jesus. Not everybody in the churches love Jesus. But God said, trust me, Romans 4:19 and 20, without weakening in his faith. See, physically he was a mess. You try doing that. And listening to all the griping going on during it by people around. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he didn't waver with unbelief. Abraham had turned 100 years old. Sarah had turned 90 years old. And God said, by the way, Sarah, you're going to have a baby. That's what she did. She laughed. Really? That ain't going to happen, Lord. Sarah. you're going to have a baby. His name will be Isaac. Abraham, I'm with you on this, Lord. Think of it. Abraham had followed now since 40, 60 years that he's followed. And God has never let him down. I got this, Lord. He never wavered in his faith. He didn't understand it, couldn't believe it. Sarah lived to be 127. He lived to be 170-something. That's a long life, isn't it? But in all that, he followed the direction God led him into. And he didn't understand one step of the way. That sound like you? He didn't understand any steps that he was taking. He just understood this. I know that I'm doing what God's called me to do. And he kept going. And God blessed him. And God touched his life. 2 Corinthians 4:8. We fix our eyes on what is unseen. For what is seen is only temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Hear me well as I close. You are an eternal being. The dead end of your life that we keep talking about cannot happen because you can never be dead. The dead end is a slowdown. You can get so far down in that ditch that you've dug right down into the filth of the ditch of life. You're so far under the mud, you think nothing good can happen. And then one day, there'll be a hand that'll reach down there. And that hand just could be the hand of Jesus as he pulls you up out of the pit of hell and says, let's try it again, and set you down. And he'll send friends to you. He'll send preachers to you. He'll send people that you thought hated you to you because now they know Jesus. And hate for the Christian, it's just like a dead end for the Christian. It can't happen. The only thing you and I are allowed to hate is what God hates. And God said, I hate sin because of what it does to my people. So God tells us something. You're not going to understand my way, but I want you to go in my way. You're not going to understand the journey, but it's the journey I have prepared for you. Go. And my friends, the only thing I can tell you, when you know that God has told you, go, he'll take care of the rest of it. You couldn't have handled it anyway. You do what God's called you to do and where he's called you to do it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for your truth, for the blessings and the joy of salvation, for a life that only you can give. We thank you, Father, that a dead end isn't really dead end for us. It's just an exciting point of encouragement. Help us now, Father, as we look to your word, to your name, and all that we do. This week, Heavenly Father, for the personalities that will come within us and around us, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will give us the wisdom to give them the message direct from you. I pray, Father God, that it'll be your will that is done and not that of ours. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.